From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Machapinto. For the past week, Utah has reported more than 200 new COVID-19 cases each day. Yesterday, health officials reported an increase of 295 cases.
We have increased spread of COVID-19 in Utah. This past week, we have had a sharp spike in cases, and it's not explained easily by a single outbreak or increase in testing. This is a statewide trend.
State epidemiologist Angela Dunn calls the trend concerning. Officials also reported 4 new deaths related to the virus, all males, 3 of them older than 60. All of them were either hospitalized or in a long-term care facility. Some police officers at recent protests in Salt Lake City were seen not wearing masks, despite the state having that recent spike. Michael Russ with the city's police department says officers have access to masks, but they can interfere with police equipment.
Unfortunately, some circumstances make us have to do things differently than what would be under ideal conditions. And that's where we're at right now, is some of these conditions just aren't ideal.
Dunn recommends that law enforcement wear facial gear to stop the spread of COVID-19, but she says the protests represent a unique decision, and it's up to individual police departments to decide. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes has picked up a high-profile endorsement. On Tuesday, Reyes posted a video on Twitter of Donald Trump Jr. asking Utah voters to support the incumbent attorney general.
Sean's been a consummate fighter for my father, for Utahns, for your values, for everything.
But that could backfire. A number of Twitter users responded to the tweet saying they planned to vote for Reyes, but the endorsement by Trump Jr. changed their minds. Recent polling puts Reyes ahead of his Republican primary opponent, Utah County Attorney David Levitt. The Native American Rights Fund released a report today that cautions states moving to mail-in ballots without ensuring tribal members can vote safely in person. The report outlines potential challenges of heavy reliance on mail-in ballots. Possible issues include online voter registration that could be hampered by spotty or complete lack of internet service on reservations, ballots delivered to post office boxes that are rarely checked, and possible low turnout because of a reluctance to vote by mail. San Juan County, Utah, which includes portions of the Navajo Nation, is bound by a settlement agreement of 2018 as the result of a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Utah that requires the county to provide voting locations on or near the nation for early voting, as well as on Election Day, and must provide a Navajo interpreter at each location. A fire weather watch will be in effect tomorrow for the Salt Lake Desert, the Central Utah and Color Country West Desert fire zones, and the Mojave Desert, which includes part of Washington County. The National Weather Service says it will be windy with little moisture and any fire starts could spread rapidly. 3 wildfires are burning in Box Elder County. Utah wildfire officials say they erupted last night and all started from lightning strikes. Structures are threatened on the Bar H fire in Hansel Valley, estimated at 500 acres. The Peplin fire is about 600 acres, also threatening structures. And officials say some railroad structures on the old Transcontinental Railroad were destroyed in the Matlin fire, estimated at 1,500 acres. Fire officials say strong winds are hampering crews' efforts to fight the blazes. The Bureau of Land Management should finish moving its headquarters to Grand Junction, Colorado by July 1. But according to analysis by The Hill, a Washington, D.C. news website, the agency still hasn't filled some of those top positions. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
According to BLM Deputy Director for Policy and Programs William Perry Penley, the move will get decision makers closer to the action. Almost all federal lands are in the West and Alaska. But back in March, a report from the Government Accountability Office found that the agency did not follow, quote, key practices for effective agency reforms relevant to relocating employees, unquote. Aaron Weiss is with the conservation group Center for Western Priorities.
Everyone who has been watching the agency knows they have botched this from the beginning, and now those chickens are coming home to roost.
A spokesperson with the BLM could not confirm on deadline the number of positions that remain unfilled. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And I'm Diane Machapinto. KUER News.